Amanda, I think I hold you responsible for this. I slept so late today, and I open up the chat, and this is the first thing that greets me.
By now, I'm guessing you have already seen this imagery floating around the internet. Frozen tomato popsicles that the trans community is sticking up into different crevices so that they can have a period? Y'all, this is mental illness at its finest. Beginning of my monthly period, I usually stick up 2 to 3 cylinders to simulate a heavy flow.
If you are sticking one of these up your booty, that's just simulating a busted hemorrhoid. We need doctors talking about this. This is going to cause some type of vegetable bacteria. Sometimes I just squirt ketchup packets from fast food places into my panties for added sensation.
One individual says he takes a laxative, which induces cramping, and then he also is surprised when he runs to the bathroom suddenly and realizes his period has started. That's not your period, that's explosive diarrhea.
Dumbass.
Y'all, we have confused youth who have questions, who feel ostracized, who feel like they're not part of a group. And so they go into these forums, and this is the kind of advice that they receive. And in turn, they are now experiencing an intense amount of mental illness. Instead of being cured of that mental illness, they are being fed it with tomato paste through their butt.
Oh! Ew!
Ew!
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I'm bleeding! Make it stop! Make it stop! Thanks. Thanks, I needed that.
Good evening, you deplorables. Oh man, that's disgusting. And she's right when she says there is a severe mental illness with these people. That's not normal. Who does that? Like, seriously, who does that? These people have lost their fucking minds. There's no saving them. What the fuck? All right, guys. First show of the new year. But before we get into the show, I have a quick announcement. Not really an announcement, and I don't want to, you know, be a little emotional bitch, but I don't. But I want to thank everybody last night, and there was a lot of you there on Telegram that chose to bring in the new year. Obviously, with me, my family, and you guys who are also my family too. I've never done that before. That was awesome. Everybody was there, and you know, I put the ball dropping, even though we were all in different time zones. Not all, a lot of us are, you know, Eastern. But it humbles me to know that you guys chose to spend New Year's into what could be either one of the two. The best year for this country, if a miracle happens, a miracle meaning an act of God, or the worst year of this country, which means total destruction, damnation, we're fucked, dystopia, here we come. Either way that goes, I'm not sure. Obviously, we're all praying for the first one, although it may seem like we should be expecting the latter. But I want to thank you guys. That was awesome. And we had a lot of fun, man. We had a lot of fun. JB, I hope you drink a lot of fluids. And Brian, come on, dude. Don't post anything like that in the chat again, please. I love you, brother, but come on. I know people don't think straight when, you know, when whatever. But anyway, yeah, so thank you guys. Thank you for that. I'm humbled, I'm moved, I'm honored. Thank you. I think that was one of the best live streams we've ever done. We were going from like, what, 5:30 to like, what, 4 a.m.? 5:30 p.m. Eastern to 4 a.m. Eastern the next day. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And, you know, another thing that a couple of you said last night, they said, there's no live streams like this. And I tell people this shit all the time. I'm the only one that provides the type of live stream that I do. And I say that pretty confidently. I've never seen anyone run live streams the way I do, where everybody could speak, they could ask questions, they could talk. Not just sitting there fucking typing away on a phone like some loser. And I provide that. And with Jeremy's help, Jeremy, all respect and praise and admiration. Not praise like God, but you know what I mean. He and I are the ones that got it started, but I give him most of the credit. He's smarter than me when it comes to those, you know, techie type of things. Way smarter than me. But like I said, I'm honored, guys. So thank you. Now, we got a show to get into, so let's do it. The first thing I want to play, I played last night in the live stream. Now, you guys already know how I feel about the Jews that run, you know, Hollywood. All a bunch of pedophiles. Banking, mainstream media, same thing. Devil worshippers, Satanists, Luciferians, you name it. But every now and then you get a Jew that not only knows what's going on, but he's not afraid to speak out against it. I want you guys to watch this.
Run the evil government. That's what's concerning me. It's the stupidity of people is what's concerning me. The fact that the government is evil, I know that. The fact that we are controlled by evil psychopaths, we know that. What has changed? Nothing changed. The fact that people comply, that's a cause for concern. And you know why? Because these are the people who are going to go after you at some point. Not the government. The Nazis said we're not going to do another Holocaust the same way. We're going to do another Holocaust. We are in the Holocaust. But not the same way that it was brutal and forced. You're going to voluntarily go into the gas chamber. Like you see these long lines in Tel Aviv. People are just waiting in line. 5,000 people are waiting in line to get vaccinated. They're not even forced. There's no dogs. There's no SS officers. So the Nazis became more...
Tell me one thing that rabbi just says that's wrong. The first step toward me knowing if you're on the level with us is when you could admit when, you know, things are just wrong. Yes. Yes, we are controlled by psychopaths. We know that already. All of us. Anybody listening to my voice, you know that. The people that control us, control this world, are all absolutely out of... sorry. Absolutely out of their fucking minds. First thing is, could somebody really do X to a child? When I say X, you know what I mean. The sacrifices, the adrenochrome, the blood drinking, the cannibalism. How could somebody do that to a child? Like, you literally have to be out of your fucking mind to do something like that. So that's why they're already lumped in that category. And, well, God wouldn't like me to say that, but let's just say I hope they get what they deserve. Tenfold. But it's outrageous. It's outrageous. We're gonna go back into the vaccine thing. Yeah, but wait, hang on. Let me just emphasize something he said. And it's kind of true. I mean, look, we don't know what the details of the Holocaust was in reality, but think about what he said. Back then, yeah, there was force. If everything in history is as they say it is, yeah, okay, there was force. Now, they don't even have to do it. One of you said in a live stream last night, I think it was Joey, said he spoke to somebody, a doctor or something. And the doctor said, I ran to get the vaccine. I ran. Like, I went out of my way to go get that vaccine. Like, you might as well just have on a shirt that says, kill me when you get a chance, please. Or JB made a joke that was so damn funny last night. I forgot how it started, but he said, pretty much what the elites are saying is, yeah, all right, so we're going to kill all of you guys now. So just, you know, just brace for it. And they do it, and they use their little evil bastards in the mainstream media to pretend that they don't see anything. You don't see anything? You guys aren't getting the same reports that we're getting, that people are dropping dead right after taking this fucking vaccine? You didn't see that? Yeah, but we were told not to talk about it. If you could get one of them to be honest for a second, but to be honest with you, there is not an honest bone in any of their bodies. Not one honest bone. The second you could get someone, or should I say, give someone money to say something that they know in their heart is false, but because of money, or even worse, ideology. I tell you, nothing is more dangerous than ideology. Bank robbers are not as dangerous as Satan worshipers, because they'll do anything. They don't give a shit about money. It's about their ideology. Everything is Satan, the devil. What do they call him? The master, the king, the ruler. Get the fuck out of here. Jesus is king. That's the only king. So you guys could take your Satanism and go wipe your asses with it. But you like him so much, something tells me that you're going to spend a lot of time together. If you know what I mean, amigo. Anyway, do I want to do this? Okay, guys, let's just go really quickly through a quick episode of niggas being niggas. I'm going to try and do it in bulk. I'm not going to cut in. I'm just going to show through. Nah, I'm going to have to cut in. All right, here we go. Number one. Who would want to be in a neighborhood, I should say, in a community where people behave this way?
My phone is dead. Hey, am I still
going? Where this shit is cracking in the store.
The police gonna speak it home.
The police coming. They know you got my phone. We tracked it for your evidence.
Man, get it cracking, man. Get it cracking, man. Hey, y'all get it cracking, man. Put y'all on. Get it cracking. Get it cracking. What you talking about? Nigga, TSBG in the building just fucked up the whole motherfucking store. We gone, G.
And he's proud of that. He's proud of that. Hang on one sec, guys. Sorry. That's somebody who couldn't make it into the live last night. So I just wanted to make sure they knew how to. Okay, guys, sorry. So many things wrong with that. One, why is there a baby there? Why do you bring a baby when you know you're going to fight a bunch of other women? Are you trying to traumatize that baby? Secondly, you got this fucking black asshole telling the girls, egging them on. Get it cracking. Get it cracking. What? Man. You know all of these women are going to be grandmothers one day? God willing. If they don't depopulate the hell out of them first. And they will live on forever in shame on the internet. Congratulations. Or, if you're in Jersey City, you could find yourself a grown person getting your ass whooped by a bunch of teenagers, and then this happens.
God, stop!
Oh, shit.
Now, he only critically wounded one. But do you blame him? I don't blame him. What the fuck? It's a grown man, probably with a job. An exit. Well, first of all, if you're a grown man with a job and a family at home, how do you end up in that situation? You know what I mean? Or, I don't know, let's say you're just going to buy gas. All those shots fired, and not one person was hit. It's okay, says Uncle Sam. We're gonna only take away the guns from law-abiding gun owners who actually know how to use their guns. But the niggas killing each other in the streets? Let them keep it. They don't even know how to shoot. For all we know, one of those strays went and hit somebody that had nothing to do with anything. God forbid. But it's okay. Let the criminals keep theirs, but take it away from the law-abiding citizen. You know, the ones that actually go spend money on things like gun safes and keep it locked up, hoping that they don't have to use it. Yeah, yeah. Let's take those. Those are the ones, because those people actually know how to shoot. It's fucking sickening. It's sickening. And you know, when I see shit like that, the only thing I could think is, like, where did those bullets go? One asshole is hiding behind a fucking gas pump. Like, dude, have you never played, like, Grand Theft Auto or some shit? You know, like, if you accidentally drive into the gas, you know, pumps, the whole fucking thing blows up. I see my kids do it all the time. That's your cover. Or you could just be, I don't know, some normal person working a job at Walmart, and you try and stop shoplifters from leaving Walmart with a shitload of stolen goods, and this is how they respond to you. The woman was just doing her job. Now, granted, her job is not to stop them, but I guess, I don't know, they got robbed so much that she was just tired of seeing it, and she stopped the, it looked like two women, from walking out with hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of shit. It's incredible. It's incredible. Who wants to live around these people? You know, especially my Emily. Emily would look at this shit, and she does this thing with her eyebrows, like, obviously she's not saying it. She knows she can't use filthy language. But it's a look like, what the fuck? Like, she would look at them like, the hell is wrong with you? Unbelievable. Unfucking believable. And then if you take a quick ride over to New York City and you say, hey, I don't want to sit in traffic, I'm going to get on the MTA. This is why I think the MTA in New York City should be free.
Look at this shit. This is why I don't pay for the fucking MTA. This is why I don't pay for this shit.
Some folks like to get away from fucking holiday.
What's up, you all right? Have a good day, all right? I'm all right. Have a good day, all right? Look, this is why I pay for this shit. This shit is crazy.
Fancy cars and their limousines. Been high in the Rockies. A
Now, yes, that is heartbreaking to watch. I mean, shit, it wasn't that bad even when I lived there. But even when I lived there, I did not venture down into the subway. Like, when I went back for a little bit, for like, what, 6-7 months, something like that? Even I didn't go down there. Fucked up, man. And you think Adams gives a fuck about any of these people? We saw him last night as the ball dropped. That stupid, big, phony plastic smile on his face. Fucking racist bastard. Unbelievable. All right. Now, I'm done with that. That shit only puts me in a bad mood. Now I want to get into the part of the show where people are actually surprised. Surprised that their bodies are now giving off Bluetooth signals after they get vaccinated.
Not feeling so good on Thursday. I take the day off.
Does it hurt? Like, what, is that really what they say it is? Like, on TikTok?
Yeah, it's not. It didn't hurt, but I got a fever and chills and stuff like that. I wasn't feeling too good.
No way.
Yeah. and a little bit sore, but now it's good. Now it's good. It's last week. The only problem is that everywhere I go, everything is trying to connect to me, man. Like Bluetooth connectivity.
What do you mean?
I got Bluetooth connectivity. I get in the car, my car is trying to connect to me. I go home, or my computer is trying to connect. Like, my phone is trying to connect. Like, everything all the time.
How do you know they're trying to connect to you?
Like, because I keep getting this bloody notification. Check this out. Everywhere I go, I keep getting this notification all the time. It's nuts.
You're with AstraZeneca?
Bam!
Yeah, yeah. So I keep saying, castle. No.
Hey, what happens if you connect to it?
No, man, I didn't try it. I'm scared.
Hey, everyone is asking how you're doing.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's not me that they're asking about. It's you. Are you feeling okay? What about the connectivity?
The connectivity is still there, man. I don't know how to turn it off.
Yeah?
Yeah. Check this out. See that TV over there?
Yeah.
Okay, if I walk up to it, it's going to try and connect to it. Watch this.
That's a cow, man. Let me see.
There it is.
What?
Yeah. Everywhere I get the same message.
Is it just this TV?
Nope. I walk away. Goes away.
Oh my god. And you don't feel any vibrations in your body? Nothing?
Nothing. All good.
Funny thing is, people think that we were joking. I think I showed that one damn near a year ago. But somebody just posted it in my chat over on Telegram. And I said, I have to show this shit again. But then you have the creepier side effects. Like, ones that you could actually see. Yo, does that shit not give you the heebie-jeebies? Holy shit. Ugh. You know, Cutie made an observation that, and believe me, she'd know, that the vaccinated are becoming more and more, like, angry and aggressive. I mean, we see that. You know, your average, everyday Karens. We see that already. But this next one is fucking insane. A dude walks into a Wawa's. For those of you that don't know what Wawa, if you live in Pennsylvania, you'll know what Wawa's is, but it's like the Walmart of, you know, highway truck stops. You know what I mean? They're everywhere, at least in this part of the country. Dude walks in with a needle, right? I don't know what he said. For all I know, this dude probably walked in there and said, I got like 10 poisons. COVID and AIDS right here in this needle. Give me all the money. And he robs a place with a needle. Watch. That's America. That's where we are now. I think about the golden ages of America. For me, it was the 90s. It was a little crime. I remember the neighborhood. Well, this was right after we recovered from the 80s crack epidemic. Obviously, some ex-crackheads stayed lingering around, but we didn't really have crime like that. I remember my neighborhood where my grandmother's house was. It was, like, peaceful. Everybody parked in front of their own house. You know what I mean? And then I remember going back in 2019. And I was like, what the fuck? There was like a six family home built across the street. And then down the block where poor Miss Holmes, God bless her soul, she used to come every Halloween and give me and my brother two bags of candy. They ripped Miss Holmes' house down and they built up a four family house. There was no parking anywhere. There's always music playing morning, noon, and night. They turned my little tiny neighborhood in Queens into Jackson Heights. Now, if you're from New York, you would understand what I'm saying. Jackson Heights is, you know, filled with Hispanics. Now it seems like a lot more Asians have moved in. But, like, there's always something going on. But even in Jackson Heights, you don't get the crime. I mean, yeah, you may get a couple bar fights. You know, a bunch of Hispanic men, you know, drunk after the club. And, you know, they fight it out and then everybody just disperses. But that's really it. You don't really hear about shootings and shit. But in my neighborhood, every fucking day. The thing is, we all knew who did it. You know what I mean? Unbelievable. New York, you could have that back. I'll never go back to that motherfucker again. Anyway. We're going to close with this, and then we're going to end with this, and we're going to close with some comedy that Jeremy sent me over. But every time they tell you that, oh, no, climate change, just remember that there is already a boatload of states and special studies being done all around. So if they say they're not changing the weather, they are. If they say they can't make it rain, they can. And I'm not talking about make it rain like in a strip club. They can make it snow. They can make it flood. They could create tornadoes. They could create earthquakes. They could create hurricanes and all types of crazy shit. They could do that. Forest fires. They could do that. I don't know why some people don't get it. No, there's no way. Really? Are you really that naive? That's why they want everybody plugged into the metaverse. Don't pay attention to what's going on outside. Go have sex in there. You can do anything you want. Remember the movie Surrogates? Starring Bruce Willis? If you guys haven't seen it, go watch it. But I want you guys to check this out.
So today we're going to talk about a website that everybody should be aware of. And this is really a great question to ask. Is the weather in the U.S. being altered? And this map, it's called the geoengineeringmonitor.org website, shows all the projects going on inside the United States right now. Now, it's interesting, too, if we look at this catastrophic storm that's supposedly coming and it's going to be a blizzard and there's going to be snow in the winter, which usually that's how it goes. But if we look at all these different things, we're going to look at all the different weather modifications which are going on currently to this day. And this is all out in the open and to the public. So the first example we're going to use is the Texas Panhandle Project. And this is on the website showing that they've been doing cloud seeding to increase precipitation since 2000. Right? So this has been going on for quite a long time. They've been doing this and altering the weather to increase precipitation. Now, what happens if they do this and it causes floods, like we've seen in Texas as well? So the next one we're going to talk about is in California, with the LA County signing a five-year contract in 2016 for a cloud seeding program to increase precipitation. Now, it's interesting because that's the city paying to manipulate the weather. And the last one we're going to talk about has been going on since 1975 in Kansas, where they used 3 to 4 different airplanes to increase precipitation and reduce precipitation. So basically, they've been just messing around with the weather since the dawn of time.
So when they say they're not doing it, remember, they're doing it. It's all bullshit. And then they blame us for it.
Climate change, climate change, climate change. You're doing it because of your stupid cars.
Eat the bugs. Fuck these people. One thing we went over last night in live was the fact that... damn it, wait. What was it? Had something to do with Klaus Schwab. Damn it! I had it and I lost it. What was it again? Fuck. Alright, I'll remember it and I'll put it in another show. Damn it, I just had it. And then I started thinking, oh shit, that's what it was. We were talking about how they're going to try and force the people in the country into large cities. Because remember, I mean, Bill Gates doesn't own any farmland in my state. But, that's pretty much what they plan on doing. Sticking everyone in these big mega cities. Fuck that. And what? Leave the country all to yourself so that you guys have all the wildlife and all the good food while we eat the bugs? Go fuck yourself. Wait, guys, I forgot there was one more. Talk about Super Mom or Super Grandmom. I'm not sure which one it is. But this is fucked up. Little girl's coming home from school. Still got a book bag on. And a raccoon said, let me fuck with this kid. Obviously, animals could tell the difference between children and adults. And mom and or grandma wasn't having it. Just the screams alone coming from the little girl. That raccoon... there would have been nothing left of him. Not even to eat him if we wanted to. Because I would have shot that motherfucker the second I opened the door. I ever hear my kid screaming like that outside? Ugh. But you gotta give it to her, man. Adrenaline kicked in. She didn't give a fuck what it was. All she wanted to do was get him. Because I cannot... imagine grabbing I mean, obviously, you know, if you had to. I don't care if it scratches me, if it bites me. The point is, get him away from the children. But I would have shot it. Remember that video I showed you guys of the girl that was coming to steal the dude's Amazon package off the porch? And they had a camera. And they saw her coming. And he said, the guy opened the door and said, "The fuck you doing?" And he told his wife, "Get my gun." The girl was like, "Oh my God, no." Ah, oh, man. Unbelievable. All right. Guys, I wanted to leave you with this comedy video that Jeremy sent me, but I don't want to get into those type of jokes. Let's laugh. But let's do it in another way, all right? Again, Happy New Year to everyone. And remember what I said at the top of the show. This is only going to go one of two ways. Either it's going to be the best year, and that's what we're hoping for, or it's going to be the worst. The complete collapse of the United States. And once we go, the rest of the world will follow. Think about who said that. I love you all. God bless you. Keep Jesus close to you. But let's laugh just for a little bit.
Get a load of this guy.
Tonight, I am authorizing the city to shut off Los Angeles Department of Water and Power Service in the egregious cases in which houses, businesses, and other venues are hosting unpermitted large gatherings.
For those that don't know, this is the mayor of Los Angeles, the guy who said he'd shut your water and electric off if you have too many people at your house. Yeah, recreating Woodstock 69 on Hollywood Boulevard's okay, though. He doesn't have anything to say about that. Nah, he joins it.
I want to invite the leaders of this organization inside so we can continue a conversation.
But the moment he catches wind that Cousin Eddie's coming over, that's when he'll take your basic life essentials away.
Okay!
You know, like your ability to shower. He'll spoil all the food in your fridge and make your family sit in darkness until they think about ever disobeying the overlord of Los Angeles again. Here's the next asshole. Apparently, California thought it was a good idea to elect the guy from American Psycho to be their governor. Going out to eat with members of your household this weekend? Don't forget to keep your mask on in between bites. Now that's nice. What's next, Emperor? Mandated grazing muzzles? How does it feel to be talked to like you're a bunch of barnyard animals incapable of keeping food in your mouth, California? What else you got for us, Patrick Bateman?
We are now effective today, requiring all counties to close their indoor activities, their indoor operations.
As extreme as it sounds, maybe this guy's just really passionate about stopping the spread of the virus.
Gavin Newsom is under fire tonight for attending a party in Napa County as COVID-19 cases surge statewide.
I guess not. What happened, Caesar?
I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge something just before we go into the Q&A. I was asked to go to a friend's 50th birthday. It was to be an outdoor restaurant.
Oh, it was outdoors. Well, then what's the big deal? You don't have to explain yourself.
We were sent these photos late tonight by a woman who was actually at the French Laundry restaurant the exact same night that Governor Newsom was. Now those photos that she took are raising some new questions about the governor's claims that the dinner was outdoors, as he has repeatedly claimed.
Are you sure? I mean, I can't imagine a Royal Highness would lie to us. This must just be a tree fort in the woods. What's he say here? Oh, when you go to a restaurant and it's clear that they're not practicing what we are preaching, report them. Yeah, where do we go to report you? I'm not seeing any information on that.
I made a bad mistake. Instead of sitting down, I should have stood up and walked back, got in my car, and drove back to my house.
Yeah, you know why you didn't? Because you didn't want to. And you know why you're saying this now? Because you got caught. We all know this, and so do you. But the fact you're arrogant enough to try to pass this off as a genuine apology just proves how you see society. Dumb, obedient, and easily manipulated. Sadly, a lot of us are. And that's why you and the rest of you lunatics in office are this way. Because it works.
So Wendy, I'm gonna take my mask off when I speak.
I will as well. I'm waiting so that we can do a little political theater.
Okay.
Yeah, great idea, Governor of Pennsylvania. Let's just play pretend and put on a show.
So that it's on camera.
Yeah, the pandemic variety hour. How come they never take the real mask off before they speak? You know, the one that reveals their psychopaths.
And just know, this has not been a practice I've been indulged in the past. I take it very seriously, what we are promoting, and have been doing so for many, many months.
Sure, y'all do. The Speaker of the House does.
Is it time to mandate the wearing of masks across the country?
Oh, I definitely long overdue for that.
Just not when she's getting a haircut. The governor of New York does.
You could literally kill someone because you didn't want to wear a mask.
Just not when he's giving hugs. The White House reporters do.
I can't help but notice you're not wearing a mask. What's the reason for that? Is that a television thing or?
Just not when the cameras are off. The mayor of Chicago, Beetlejuice, does.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
Yeah, that's Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot coming out in full costume, cape and mask, as the Rona, as in Corona Destroyer.
Just not when she's spitting into a megaphone in large crowds or getting her hair cut.
I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut. I'm not able to do that myself, and so I got a haircut.
I need to preach and practice, not just preach and not practice. And I've done my best to do that.
Yeah, you're all doing a great job.
You should expect nothing less of me, and I expect more from myself.
Nah, you're doing fine. We expect you to do a better job of pretending you give a shit, but maybe you could fix that by taking some acting lessons. This guy's got a good coach.
Look at these fools. Fools! I know they want to be out there. Fools! It's not about you!
What about the other people?
See how authentic that sounded.
CNN anchor Chris Cuomo has been caught again gallivanting around New York without a protective mask.
I mean, he was completely full of shit, but at least it's harder to tell.
Cuomo was reportedly seen on the weekend in a New York City members club, not wearing a mask and walking around to greet people as if he were the mayor, according to the New York Post.
Now here's what you don't want to do.
Don't travel this holiday season. Stay home. Cook a turkey for yourself. Eat all of the mashed potatoes by yourself. That's what I'm going
to
do.
Yeah, apparently self-induced heart attacks is a defense to COVID now. See? Now you can tell she doesn't believe in what she's saying. Just look at the sadness in her eyes. Ugh.
Cook a turkey for yourself. Eat all of the mashed potatoes by yourself. That's what I'm gonna do.
And she's good at one thing. And this is important when you're trying to convince people to enslave themselves. You want to make it sound fun.
Eat all of the mashed potatoes by yourself. That's what I'm gonna do.
See? Talking to someone as if you're convincing a small child to eat their spinach is an excellent exercise. Another good exercise is talking to a room full of adults like you're talking to a kindergarten class.
How's everybody doing? It's so good to see you, Texas! Bernice.
Oh, and don't forget the fake smile. This is essential. Now, if you use all these methods correctly, you could get away with anything.
Eat all of the mashed potatoes by yourself. That's what I'm gonna do.
Don't underestimate the use of art either. If you can't find photos of people enjoying what you're suggesting, then just make it up. See how happy grandma looks to spend Thanksgiving alone in her final years as she watches her grandson leave leftovers on her steps?
An elderly Canadian woman was killed by her doctor because she would rather be dead than go through another COVID lockdown. When it looked like she would have to be confined to her room for 2 weeks, she asked for, and received, the lethal jab due to declining mental health and vitality.
Go ahead, practice at home. Use this photo of elementary school students at recess and practice convincing people that this is good for their psychological development. Or how about this? How about all you hypocrites in government and media actually go f*** yourself?